Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I want to play a couple of audio cuts for you guys. Let's get back to talking about the Chiefs. The first thing that I want to play for you guys, you know what? Why don't we just get all of our Chiefs topics out in this segment at one time before Matt Verderam joins us coming up in just a bit. So, it was a big controversy this week about smelling salts. George Kittle had an issue with it. Chris Jones had an issue with it. Now, we have a little bit more information about this. The NFL's not banning smelling salts. They're simply no longer going to supply the smelling salts. That's important. They're not saying you can't use them. I mean, as long as you pay for them, use them all you want. They just are no longer going to provide them. You got to pay for them on your own. That's important. Here's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, and he says that they're vital to the game.
I'm not a big smelling salt guy. I'm not really hitting people, though. And so I know guys are, like, people do use those, not for bad reasons, to get themselves ready to go. And so I know we can bring them, but they can't provide them. I don't know how that works. But I'm sure we'll figure out some people will figure out a way to get the smelling salts out there. I mean, it's a vital part of the football game.
So, I mean, a crisis averted. The NFL, I mean, we know that player safety is paramount to them. They said that guys were doing this to mask the symptoms for concussions, so they can't be a part of that anymore. But they can't stop you from bringing them. They can't stop you from using them. Why doesn't just all the players just take a pot, you know, $100 here, $100 there? They all just pool their own money. And then have like a big tub. You know when you go over grandma's house and she had candy right there in the front? You could grab yourself a little peppermint, grab yourself a little, you know, Jolly Rancher or something like that. That's what all the NFL players should do. Everybody just throw in a little bit. We'll just have one big pot. And when you need some smelling salts, just go grab you one. I know you guys are really worried about that. So I wanted to let you know that the smelling salt controversy, we have figured it out. They can't give them to you anymore because that would be wrong. They can't. And they don't want to advise you to do them, but if you do them, that's on you. So that's important to know. Next Kansas City thing that I want to share with you guys is Colin Cowherd was on his show, The Herd, very popular show. It's actually my favorite sports show. This is what he had to say about the Chiefs dynasty. He thinks it's over. Finito, kaput.
I think Kansas City, the dynasty part is over. They may win a Super Bowl, but I think their division's too good to be a dynasty. And I'll give you an example. When Nick Saban was at Alabama, LSU couldn't get the right coach. Auburn couldn't get the right coach. Ole Miss couldn't get the right coach for most of it. Tennessee couldn't get the right coach, and he dominated. But then Georgia got Kirby Smart, and then Texas came in with Sark, and Nick Saban didn't look as dominating. Same thing happened to Urban at Florida when Nick Saban came in. Yeah, Urban Meyer was dominating, and then Nick Saban went to a great program, and then Urban wasn't dominating. And if you look at LeBron's dominance for 8, 9, 10 years in the Eastern Conference, he had to beat the Raptors and the Pacers. Now, he would go into the other conference, he didn't have the same luck when you're facing the Warriors, right? Same with Tom Brady.
I actually think this take makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't fully agree with the take, but I do think the logic behind the take makes a lot of sense. There is no question that the AFC West is greatly improved at coach and quarterback. And one of the reasons, and there's a lot of reasons why Kansas City has had the success that they've had, but one of the reasons that they've had the success is they have had such an overwhelming advantage at those two things. An overwhelming advantage at coach, an overwhelming advantage at quarterback. Now, I still think they have an advantage in those two areas, but it's not as overwhelming. The gap isn't nearly as large as it was a couple of years ago. So that's one side of it. I don't 100% knock the take. I don't agree, but I don't 100% knock the take. I also would then say, seeing is believing, right? Seeing is believing. And yes, eventually their run in the division will end. When is that? Because I can remember plenty of years looking at the Big 12 in basketball. I mean, well, eventually somebody's got to beat KU. Well, yeah, eventually it happened after they won 14 times in a row. I mean, I saw a lot of newcomers. I saw Baylor. I saw Oklahoma. I saw Oklahoma State. I saw a lot of teams take shots at the throne. And it took a really long time for somebody to stand alone at the top of the Big 12 in basketball because KU dominated it. So, yes, eventually another team is going to win the AFC West, no question. I'm not picking that in the middle of Mahomes' prime, not at 29, 30 years old. I'm not picking that. Come on now. Because of who? Geno Smith? Bo Nix? Justin Herbert? This is one of those things that I'm happy to be late to instead of early. I felt this way about the Lions. The Lions have been, well, the Lions our whole life. I was cool with being a little bit late to the Lions party. That was usually the right thing to do. You don't want to be early to a Lions party. No. I feel like people are trying to be early on the Chiefs and the demise of the Chiefs. And I will say, I mean, this is kind of what comes with when you get thumped in the Super Bowl. When the last football game that people have registered to memory is you getting pummeled, the way the Chiefs got pummeled, people are going to have these opinions as the season begins, especially when the AFC West, it does look like it's going to be a tough competitive division. Now, I certainly understand Chiefs fans laughing it off and saying, wait, didn't you guys say this with Russell Wilson? Wait, didn't you guys say this when Herbert first got drafted? He still hasn't won the division yet. So, again, seeing is believing. I am born and raised in the show me state. So eventually you got to show it to me. You got to prove it to me on the field. You got to show me that the Chargers can be better than the Chiefs over a 17, 18 week stretch. Same thing with the Broncos and the Raiders. But the logic of what he's saying is not bad. Alabama did dominate the conference. A lot of teams got better at coach and quarterback and closed that gap a little bit. Then Georgia popped up and now it was Kirby Smart's league. In the ACC, we saw Clemson dominate that conference for, what, 5, 6 years. It eventually turned around. Miami got a lot better. SMU went to the playoff last year. So I understand the logic. But again, seeing is believing. I got to see it play itself out on the field before I'm willing to make any of those suggestions about the Chiefs in the AFC West. And you know what? I'm happy to be late to the party. Maybe the Broncos win the division. Maybe the Chargers win the division. I'm not picking them. You can. I'm not picking them. I don't want nothing to do with picking those two teams. So you guys can laugh at me and mock me. No thanks. You'll find another topic to mock me about. It won't be that one. I don't want no parts of it. Last one I want to play for you guys. This is Stephen A. Smith. He was on First Take. He said something kind of similar.
When you get your ass kicked, like they got their ass kicked, it's a different animal. And that's not verbiage we normally use on First Take, but it is apropos. Go to the highlights. Third quarter of the Super Bowl. Tell me when you have ever seen Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce sitting on a bench together like this. Damn. It was that kind of ass kicking. They did not cross midfield until the third quarter. Think about that. Their first nine possessions was five plays or less. They got stomped. And Andy Reid looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. Mahomes looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. So when you have those ingredients, it's one thing if you unbeatable, D. Woody.
Yeah.
But when somebody shows you a vulnerability, okay, you like, oh, damn, I didn't see that before. When they lost to Tampa Bay years ago, that was strictly about an offensive line that couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes.
You don't think that was the case this time
I'm not saying that wasn't the case. I'm saying it was one of many things. I mean, everything.
This is the thing. Maybe you think this is fair or unfair, but this is the thing. We've never seen a team in the middle of a dynasty get beat the way the Chiefs did. Never. Ever. That's not how the Patriots lost Super Bowls. The Patriots didn't lose to the Giants and get beat by 30, essentially. The Giants didn't dominate the Patriots. They beat them, sure. We wouldn't be having a lot of these conversations if the Super Bowl was competitive. If it was a 27-24 game, could have went either way, the Eagles just made one or two more plays than Kansas City, I don't think we would have a lot of these opinions. We've never seen a team in the middle of a dynasty the way that Kansas City is get knocked out the way that they did and now have to pick themselves up, so to speak. Never. This didn't happen to the Bulls in the 90s. This didn't happen to the Cowboys in the 90s. This didn't happen to the Yankees, the Steelers, the Niners in the 80s. This is uncharted territory in what we're talking about with Kansas City. The team that was clearly the best regular season team last year, they've clearly been the best team in the NFL for the last five, six seasons or so, and they just got outright pummeled in front of everybody. So I'm sorry, like, some of these takes you just kind of got to live with if you're looking at it from that perspective. We've never seen this before. Go back and look in any dynasty. We've never seen a champion get knocked out the way that Kansas City did. This is like Muhammad Ali getting knocked out in the third round. At least Mike Tyson made it to the 10th round against Buster Douglas. He didn't get knocked out in the second round. The Chiefs never had a chance at winning that Super Bowl. So this is just kind of some of the territory that comes with big time opinions are going to be, hey, I think you guys have fallen off. Now it's up to the Chiefs to try to prove people wrong. We've heard a lot of this same sentiment before. This is what happened after they lost to Tampa Bay. The Chiefs picked themselves back up, went back to a Super Bowl, won multiple since then. Mahomes has won MVP. Everything has been all good since then. You got to continue to prove it, especially when you just got beat up the way that they got beat up. They didn't just get beat by the Eagles. You could live with that if you just got beat. You got beat down by the Eagles. And for a team that many people, myself included, I never thought we'd see a team do that to Kansas City. Not when it mattered. This wasn't like a week 12, you laid an egg. This was 2 week preparation in front of everybody. They manhandled you on all three phases of the game. People are going to take shots at the throne, so to speak, because they think the crown is a little bit dented off of what we saw the Eagles do to them back in February. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's head to the phone lines right now. There's a lot of things to talk to Matt Verderam about with Sports Illustrated. Really excited to get his perspective on things. Matt, how you doing, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think that training camp for the Chiefs was a success. I know they still have a couple of practices. You and I both know once they go back after that first preseason game, we're just simply passing the time in training camp. A lot of the heavy lifting is done for the most part. I think that this training camp was figuring out who their left tackle was and figuring out what the plan was going to be for Jalen Moore and making sure that the defense was all in order. I think they've accomplished most of those things. I think this was a very successful camp for the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know, look, I mean, ultimately, they got out of it without any major injuries, right? I mean, Fulton just comes off the PUP list today. Tranquil came back to practice. You know, Rice is fine. It seems, you know, Brown is fine. They, I think, have a pretty good idea of this roster at this point, even before the preseason. Look, they've always known, even going to the camp, it's probably 47, 48 guys were total locks. But, yeah, they're in a spot that most teams aren't, which is to say they go into their first preseason game, sitting there going, no big injuries, know the roster, and can pretty much use the rest of this summer to kind of set up for week one and beyond.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Matt Verderam, just getting his thoughts on the Chiefs. We'll transition to some national stories as well. Do you agree with what the plan is going to be for Jalen Moore? I would start him at right tackle and just position yourself for the next 2 years about what you want to do. It seems to me like he's going to be a break in case of emergency at right tackle or left guard. I know that Kingsley has the job now, but, I mean, they as an organization have shown if Kingsley's not performing, they will happily replace him. I still think there's a chance that Jalen Moore starts week four for the Chiefs.
I agree with you on all counts. Look, I would really think about, as you just said, starting him at right tackle. Because you've seen 2 years of Juwan Taylor. I don't know what other evidence you need that he can at times be fine at right tackle, but he's going to take a league-leading amount of penalties. He's going to make mistakes that cost you drives. even beyond the penalties, just the, you know, missing a block, making a mental error. And I think if you're the Chiefs, you're saving $20 million bucks after this year by cutting him. I don't see any world where that doesn't happen. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would make a lot of sense. Look, I was in camp. I was at Chiefs camp on Wednesday. And, you know, Moore was rotating in with Taylor. I wouldn't be shocked if we're sitting here at a month or a month and a half and going, yeah, he's starting the right tackle. I think it's completely in play.
Are you buying the Josh Simmons hype? I feel like he's been one of the more discussed rookies in all of training camps, not just in Chiefs camp, but around the league. I mean, we have heard a lot of people chime in. We had Jeff Allen. We both know him well. He compared him to Trent Williams. A.Q. Shipley was on the Pat McAfee show, said the Chiefs have their forever left tackle, and he's going to be somebody they can put there for a decade or so. You've been there. You've seen it. You talk to people in the organization. Are you buying the Josh Simmons hype?
I want to see him play some games before we get as far as some of these people have gotten. Listen, I respect anybody's opinion, certainly anybody who's played in the league. I did see him. And look, there are times you can see why people feel the way they do. I mean, he had some reps even yesterday where you watched him, and just that's just different. I mean, that's different than any left tackle they've had in a long time. At the same point, he's a rookie. And, you know, teams are going to throw different things at him. They're going to run games at him. They're going to run stunts and twists. They're going to try to do different things. And he's going to have his you know, learning moments as the year goes. You just hope that that isn't, you know, the learning moment doesn't result in Mahomes getting planted. But I can understand, having watched him, why there is a thought that, hey, look, this guy is going to be the left tackle for the rest of Mahomes' career. I mean, I get it. I am very conservative with that stuff. Look, let's see him week one against the Chargers. Let's see him week two against the Eagles. Let's see him week three against a very good Giants pass rush. I think the hype is justified, but I also would tell people, like, he's still a rookie, and you still should expect some up and down.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam, going through some of the storylines at camp. This is one thing that I've noticed when it comes to the wide receiver room, and I want to get your thoughts on Rashee Rice and what the possible suspension is going to be. I just think that worrying about injuries and dealing with injuries is just something you're going to have to do with this Chiefs team. You're getting Rashee Rice back from a knee injury. Now it's a groin injury. We've talked about Hollywood Brown over the course of his career. That's always a lingering thing. Xavier Worthy is 5'10", 180 pounds. Those guys usually don't play 10 years uninterrupted and play in all 17 games. I just think that's a storyline, whether it's with those three guys I mentioned or Juju or anybody else. I just think it's always kind of be a who's available, who's not available when it comes to that wide receiver room. I don't know if you can count on everybody being there every single week.
No, you probably can't. You know, Carrington, I'd also say this, and you know this, and anybody who's covered them, and frankly, even the league, when you look at great teams. The Chiefs would, of course, never say this publicly. They know they're going to be in the playoffs. They know they're going to win 12, 13, 14 games. The whole thing that matters for them is who's there in January. That's it. Like, they don't care if Hollywood misses a month. They don't – I mean, look, obviously they prefer Rice as their full 17 games, but if he's suspended and, you know, let's say for a month to 6 weeks, like whatever, fine. I mean, they'll survive it. They know it. As long as Mahomes is upright, that team's going to win the division. We can skip the whole song and dance that happens nationally every year. You know, I cover the league nationally. Like, this idea that they're not going to win the division, they're going to win the division. They're going to win the division in the same way that Manning won the division every year, in the same way Brady won the division every year, in the same way Montana won his division every year. Those guys win their divisions. He's going to win the division. So, like, they're sitting there going, look, are we the one seed? How many games do we have to play? Who do we have to play and where from January? And if their guys are healthy, then they're good. They're fine. That's all they care about.
We just talked about this right before you got here. I understand the improvements that the other three teams in the AFC West have made at coach and quarterback. You got Hall of Fame coaches, championship level coaches, good quarterbacks from top to bottom in the division. But, I mean, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me at some point. And it's one thing to have these conversations in August. I got to see the Chargers win a really important game in December or January. I got to see the Broncos. They had two chances last year at the end of the season. They lost to the Chargers and the Bengals at the end of the season and kind of limped into the postseason. So I fully respect the other teams in the AFC West, but you got to show me when it matters most you can beat Kansas City.
I respect their teams in the AFC West from the standpoint that they're competitive. I don't respect them to win the division because they're not going to win the division. They're not as good as Kansas City. They're not even close. Kansas City last year didn't play the last week of the season and won that division by four games. That division was mathematically clinched before December. They beat out Denver by six games, and had they played the last week of the year, they could have beat them out by eight. Eight. That's like if a team won going 11-6 and somebody else in the division was 3-14. That's the same gap. Like it's not close. It's really not. Look, it's fun and it's kind of in vogue, you know, right? Like we all sit here and we make our predictions and we look and we try to see what's going to be different. If Patrick Mahomes plays 17 games, they're winning the division. There is no shot for the Chargers. And look, the Chargers already, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the results are. But obviously, unfortunately today, seems like there could be a pretty major injury with Sean Slater. These are teams, like, they have to have everything go right. I mean, everything. And then they've got to hope that the Chiefs just don't play well for a huge chunk of the year to have a shot to win the division. And frankly, it's just very difficult. And that's why, again, the Bradys, the Mannings, the Montanas, the Staubachs, they win their divisions every year. They just do. Like, those great quarterbacks, you pretty much pencil them in for a divisional round game, and then you go from there.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. So it sounds to me like you're not really buying into this one-score argument, because I think the case that a lot of people are making is Kansas City won almost every 50-50 game last year. Every coin flip game, it landed heads for the Chiefs. I think people are thinking now, if you flip that coin nine times, it's not going nine times to Kansas City. Maybe it goes six times to Kansas City, and then that's the gap for the Broncos, Chargers, Raiders to then close it between them and the Chiefs.
No, I don't buy it, because they're not some random team that showed up out of nowhere. This isn't the Kirk Cousins Vikings team that did that one year, and they were like 10-0 in one score games. I mean, everybody loves that stat. I forget what it's up to now, 17 or 18 times now in a row where they've won a one-score game. And they're like, well, you know, the last team that did this was the 03-04 Patriots. Yes, there's a reason. Team was great. They won all the time. And the Chiefs are also, too, like, look, this is an argument that certainly can be had both ways. The Chiefs in a lot of these games, they are everybody's Super Bowl. They are every single opponent's biggest game of the year. They don't care about Jacksonville in week five. I mean, they want to win. They're going to play hard, but they're not sitting there going, oh, hey, Monday Night Football, we got to get up for that one. Like, yeah, great. It's Monday Night Football in week five. Great. We've been 50 bigger games in this in the last 4 years. And so I think sometimes these games are close because of boredom. I think they're close because the Chiefs aren't going to show their 10 best plays on third down and their 15 best plays in the red zone. But also, too, the Chiefs are healthier this year. Rice is there. Brown is there. They added a left tackle in Simmons. They added insurance and more. You know, I mean, they are getting back a ton of guys. Watson missed most of last year. They added Christian Fulton, who came off PUP today. Like, it's just, look, I'm not saying they're going to go 15-2. They're probably not going 15-2, but I think they're probably going to go like 13-4. And I don't think Denver or the Chargers have any shot in the world of winning 13 games.
I want to get your thoughts on Rashee Rice. I'm looking at the Jordan Addison as a little bit of a template for what a suspension looks like. Last year, Alvin Kamara, he and his friends beat somebody up in a Las Vegas hotel. He got three games. Jordan Addison was driving 140 miles an hour and then was asleep at the wheel and got a DUI. He got a three-game suspension. I think we're in that three. I think the ceiling is now five games for Rashee Rice. Or if I'm the Chiefs, I'm really upset about this. Wait, how can you tell me that Jordan Addison is a three-game suspension, yet Rashee Rice is a six- or eight-game suspension? I kind of think we're somewhere in that 3-5 range with Rashee Rice. That's my takeaway from what I saw earlier this week. What's yours?
Yeah, you know what? Look, it's going to be interesting because with Addison, this isn't, as you pointed out, this is not the first time that he's gotten himself into trouble, you know, with something involving a car. I mean, this is now a pattern where a couple of years ago drove, as you said, 140, and then this last time got the DUI. Rice is very interesting. His case is very interesting in the sense of, I mean, this is a guy who, let's be honest, drove well over 100 miles an hour, slammed into some people, had no idea if they were okay, if they were dead, if they were in need of immediate attention, and then fled the scene, which is about the most embarrassing, cowardly thing that you could possibly have done. Now, thankfully, nobody died. Nobody got seriously injured. And so I think that's the question here. Like, does the NFL look at this and say, okay, horrible mistake, horrific judgment, but ultimately nobody ended up being, you know, changed for life, essentially. If they look at it that way, I think it is probably a 3-4 game suspension based on some of the other things we've seen. If they look at it as, okay, you not only did this, then you fled, and that makes it much worse in our eyes, I think it could be 6. I still think it's like 4-6. I think that's the range. I could see a scenario where it's 4 and Rice appeals and it goes to 3. I'd be shocked if it's less than 3. I know there are some people who think maybe it'd be 2. I think it's more than 2, but he's not a repeat offender, and so that helps him. He seemed contrite when he's talked about it. That has helped him. But it's hard with the NFL because, as you know, it's kind of a dartboard with them. You never really know how they're going to approach it, you know, a situation, one to another.
Let's move to some big picture stuff that I want to get your opinion on. I'm looking at the big three in the AFC, and it's been pretty constant. I guess a two-part question here. You have Kansas City as the best team in the AFC. I do. I don't really know how you can have that otherwise at this point in the season. Who do you see as the bigger threat? Do you see it to be Baltimore or Buffalo? And then on the other question is there another team that you see that can potentially get in that conversation? Is there another team in the Denver, Chargers, Houston, maybe Pittsburgh? Is there any other team in the AFC that you think can be a threat to those top three teams?
I'll start with that question. I don't think so. If I had to pick a team, I'd give you Pittsburgh. If I had to, and I don't think they're going to be. But if you said to me, pick one, the argument for Pittsburgh is that they're very good defensively. They're really well coached, and Rodgers just has one more really good year in him. That just, he turns it back, not even an MVP level type thing, but, you know, he throws for 4,100 yards and 28 touchdowns. Like something where you go, all right, you know, they have a real game. Caleb Johnson's a good rookie running back, and they can push. You know, they can be interesting. The Bengals, I would pick the Bengals, except for the fact I just don't think we can stop anybody. I was at their camp on Wednesday last week. And I think offensively they're going to score 30 points, and defensively I think they're going to give up 30 points. The top three teams, I'm in complete agreement. Look, the Chiefs are the favorite until somebody beats them. I mean, not only do they win year in, year out, but they went on the road, they went at home, they beat everybody. They haven't lost an AFC playoff game in regulation in Mahomes' career. So, look, I honestly think it's a weird way to answer this, but it's the truth for me. The Bills, I think, are the bigger threat. Because they just play the Chiefs better. Allen is a very, very, very difficult quarterback to defend for them. They love to, you know, they love to use that big offensive line to really kind of control the game. I will say this, I think Buffalo's defense is vulnerable this year. I think they've lost some pieces. We'll see how some of those additions up front work out. I think Baltimore's got the better roster. I think Baltimore's clearly a better team on paper than Buffalo is. But the problem with Baltimore is the same problem they've had forever. They just never win these games. They get into these games, and it's the same thing every time. Lamar doesn't play well in the playoffs. They can't get explosive plays. They make mistakes, and they go home. So, like, I think Baltimore is better than Buffalo. But I think Buffalo is the tougher matchup for Kansas City.
I want to get your thoughts on some of the national stories as well. Let's start with this. What do you think happens with Micah Parsons? It feels like a lot of noise. It feels like a lot of drama just for him to sign a deal 3 days prior to the start of the season.
Yeah, look, I mean, if I had to bet $100, it would be that he signs in Dallas long term. Right? I mean, this is what Jerry does. Jerry's to the point, I don't even know that Jerry really cares if they win games. Jerry just cares if he's got some headlines. And he's getting them with this. You know, people are paying attention. Mike is pissed. His agent's upset. Jerry's saying things that are borderline, if not completely outlandish. But in the end, like, Jerry does this. Jerry did this last year with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. We held the line and held the line and held the line. And they got to like an hour from the season, and then he overpaid everybody. That's what he does. He did this with Zeke Elliott years ago. So I look at Parsons and say, look, I get it. He could be the rare guy who just says, no, I don't care. I'm done with this. I've dug my heels in. But money is usually a pretty good balm. And I just expect Jerry's going to make him the highest paid player in defensive history. I think he's going to pay him probably, you know, 42, 43 a year. Parsons will happily sign it, as he should. And that'll be it. But yeah, I expect Jerry to get every headline out of this he possibly can for the next, you know, 3 weeks or so.
Let's keep it in the division. What about Terry McLaurin?
Again, I would be just shocked. If you are Washington, you're paying almost nobody. I mean, if you look at the cap sheet, really, Daron Payne's getting paid, Tunsil and D-Bar getting paid short-term, but not long-term. You got Jaden Daniels for the cheap rookie deal for the next 4 years. Like, what? You're not going to pay this guy? I don't care that he's 30. I don't care. He is incredibly durable, incredibly consistent. He has done nothing but be a professional, uber-productive player. And you just went to the NFC Championship game for the first time in a generation. You're not going to pay this guy? I just cannot imagine that you're going to blow up the momentum and the goodwill that you had by not paying McLaurin. And if you don't, like, let's just live in a world for a second where they really just don't do it. Okay, who's your number one receiver? Deebo? That offense is atrocious without McLaurin. That offense is Daniels and nobody if they don't have Terry McLaurin. So, look, I think he ends up getting something like a three-year deal, you know, 34, 35 a year. They'll guarantee the first couple of years, essentially. I think that's the sweet spot for where it ends up.
Last player, James Cook. This is a story right now that isn't really making a lot of national headlines. Like, the Bills really need him. I know their reluctancy to want to pay a running back, but they are a drastically different team when they've got somebody to take the rushing load away from Josh Allen. How do you see that scenario playing out?
You know, that's a tough one, Carrington, because when you look at them, their entire offseason, I wrote about this, I actually gave Brandon Bean a lot of credit for this. Like, they signed a lot of guys this offseason that did extensions. So Bernard, Shakir, Benford, they kind of have like a blitz of those extensions. And yet Cook is sitting here, and you just wonder, oh, Kyron Williams just signed. And Kyron Williams, statistically, he's been better than Cook. So you wonder, is that kind of the benchmark here? Do you go, all right, like, let's just basically match that contract and call it good? Or does Cook want more than that? And the Bills say, well, we don't want to get locked into a running back long-term. I think you pay him. Like, he's a running back. He's not making $30, $40 million a year. You pay him, you know, $12 million, and you're probably good. Like, I don't think it's that much of a backbreaker financially, but some teams just don't want to pay guys. You know, they didn't pay Devin Singletary years ago. Ivan Cook is better than Devin Singletary. But I'm with you. Like, if they don't sign him, you know, is this one of these deals where Cook says, okay, cool, I'll be back in the middle of the year because I'm not going to get beat up. And if he is gone for a while, it does hurt. He's a tremendous – I could argue he's the most, talented weapon they have on the team. I mean, Tim or Shakir. I don't know if they're going to sign him long-term, though. That one is really interesting.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show. He does great work for Sports Illustrated. You'll hear him from time to time pop on the show. Matt, man, I'm always excited when you start to make more frequent appearances. That means the football season is right around the corner, man. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Anytime. Take care.
Absolutely. That is Matt Verderam joining us on the show today. Really happy to have him pop on today. Coming up on the other side, I am completely lost about something. I'm very confused about something. And usually when I feel this way, you guys are great people to run a thought by. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, I did not actively seek out this information. That is important to note. But it randomly came across my timeline. Did you know that we are 85 days away until Halloween? Now, you might be thinking, why are you talking about this? It's the middle of August. Well, let me get there. You know those spirit Halloween stores that pop up? You know what I'm talking about. You go in there and you get your costumes and you get your decorations. You know the places I'm talking about, right? There's a bunch of them. Did you know that they opened today? I'm serious. Google it. Check your local Spirit Hollywood. Check the store locator. And you can see if your local Spirit Halloween store is open. Now, I tell you guys this all the time. I'm not here to judge. I have a saying that I try not to spend my free time worrying about what other people do in their free time. You're allowed to do what you want. But that doesn't mean that we're not allowed to pass judgment. We all judge people. If you're at the Spirit Halloween store right now, getting your Halloween costume, something's going on. If you are in the middle of August, you're at the Spirit Halloween store getting your Halloween decorations, I'm telling you right now that you have a problem. Now, let me get up on my soapbox for just a little bit. When did we start doing this with all the holidays? Like, I remember Christmas had its own season. Christmas was from after the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving up until New Year. That was Christmas time. Now we start celebrating Christmas on November 1st. When do we ever celebrate Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving just gets one day and then that's it, and the rest of it's Christmas time. We now celebrate Halloween in early August? When did this happen? I'm guessing that Starbucks is about to start putting out their pumpkin spice lattes. That's got to be around the corner. You know when fall starts? Fall starts after Labor Day. After Labor Day, if you want to go to the Spirit Halloween store and you want to start getting ready, great. Have at it. Summer is over. Fall is here. You're back in school. The weather's about to change. The leaves are about to change. Football's here. That's Halloween time, not early to mid-August. That's not when we celebrate these things. What happened to the seasons? What happened to the holidays? When did this happen? How is the store open 85 days early? There's a market for this? And then I asked Rob this. I told Rob. He didn't even know this thing was open. I told him. And he said, I already know what I want to be for Halloween. We've already started looking at suggestions. I'm thinking, what? Rob, you're in your mid-30s. You already know what you want to be for Halloween. I can see if you were a kid, you want to be Buzz Lightyear. You want to be Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles. Who do you want to be? Lance Leipold? What are you going to be for Halloween?
Couple things here. One, first and foremost, I don't know why you're hating on the idea of fall being upon us. Bank texted me like 2 weeks ago that Oktoberfest beers are already on shelves, and that warms my heart. I haven't had my first pumpkin spice latte yet, but it's coming. We are almost in PSL season.
It's
We're close.
90 degrees outside.
We're
How
close.
Can you want a heavy October beer and it's still so warm outside? You're telling me it's still lake season and it's fall beer time? It can't
it's
be
a
both.
It's a
Come
Venn
on,
diagram.
It can't be both. Come on now. You know this is crazy. You know kids are still on summer vacation.
Not for long.
And we're having, now it's fall beer time?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to get your Halloween decorations? Come on now. You know this is a little out of control. I'm all for celebrating these things. If you want, Halloween gets all of October. It gets 31 days to celebrate Halloween. 31 days to celebrate it. Now we got to celebrate Halloween for 90 days? That's too much. Come on now. It's too much. Way too much. I got to throw a flag on the play. I really do. I got to throw a flag on it.
I'm just telling you. I think what happened with the world, the Spirit Halloweens and the, you asked what happened to Thanksgiving. When the world found out, oh, there's a lot of money to be made by selling Christmas season and Halloween season. Oh, we're going to start those seasons early. There is money to be had. We're getting that money. I'm telling you, head to your local Starbucks in about a week. Pumpkin spice lattes are here.
Okay.
I'm going to take a pumpkin beer the first KU game just to get in the mood, just to get ready for the fall, to get fired up.
The first game is August 23rd. You're drinking fall beers on August 23rd. It's warm. It's 85 degrees outside.
I might take a hoodie just to be ready. You never can be too ready.
Okay.
Maybe All a blanket.
Right. All right. See, you always just take things too far. That's what happens. You take things too far every single time. I want to go back and I want to play what Patrick Mahomes had to say earlier today. We heard from Patrick Mahomes. We also heard from Travis Kelce. Here's Patrick Mahomes. He wants the Chiefs to push the ball downfield more.
I mean, that's how I've always played. I mean, this last few years, I would say, was abnormal of not pushing the ball down the field, not being attacking mindset. And so we're trying to get back to that. And so giving guys chances to make plays. We got the receivers. We got the offensive line blocking. Let's get the guys down. Chances to make plays down the field, and if it's one-on-one, we think our guys are going to win.
I will say this. There is absolutely no reason why, if the Chiefs are healthy, this is one of their issues this season. I mean, an issue will emerge. It's a football team. They're not going to be perfect this year, but you can't tell me that you think you got the next Trent Williams at left tackle. You've spent a bunch of money on your center, right guard, and right tackle. You have brought back all the receivers that you like. Like, you had a chance to shake up the wide receiver room. They chose not to shake up the wide receiver room. They chose to not spend a significant draft pick on a wide receiver. They like their wide receiver room. You cannot do all of that, and then in week 7, week 8, we're asking where the explosiveness is with the offense. So I don't want to complain about a problem that obviously doesn't exist at this point. They haven't really played a game. I'm just saying is there's some things this season that I will not accept them having a flaw in. And when it comes to their inability to push the ball downfield, they have had that for the last two seasons. If you look at the numbers, they decided to not really do a whole lot to change it. Like, they didn't really go out and try to. No, this is the offense they thought they were going to have at the beginning of the season. I understand the logic that the Chiefs have on offense. Hey, we didn't get a chance to see everybody healthy. We now believe that we have improved our offensive line, and if we can get those guys healthy, we think we'll have the offense that we expected. Well, great. Go do it. I'm holding this offense to a top 10 standard. Everybody should hold them to that standard. You're experienced at coach. You're experienced at quarterback. I would say you're experienced on offense as well. There's no reason for the Chiefs to be 17th in offense the way they were last season, or 16th the way they were the year before. The Chiefs need to be like 9th in offense this year. They need to have one of the better offenses in the National Football League. Because if there's one thing I know is I don't expect them to miss a beat on defense. And we can talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. If they're getting Christian Fulton back, as he practiced today for the first time this training camp, if they're getting them back, their expectation from defense is they should be ready to run from day one. They have everything you need to go out and have one of the top five defenses. This is a defense that has carried the Chiefs for the last couple of years. It's time for the offense to meet them in the middle and do their part. The expectation for me is the Chiefs need to be top 10 in offense this year. And they have talked about this problem for the last 2 years. We want to push the ball downfield more. We want to be a big play, explosive offense. All right, well, you spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver, a second-round pick on a wide receiver. You got a new offensive line. You got a lot of continuity, same offensive coordinator. I want to see improvement when it comes to this area this offseason. Let's talk about the defense coming up on the other side. I think you have to be thrilled about the way their defense is coming together. Keep it right here, Sadrive.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.